As we take leave of the Holy Yontav of Shavuos, the exalted day of Kabbalah HaTorah, I'd like to share with you the significance of the next few days. The Torah says that three times a year, Yirakol Zuchurcha as Pnei Hashem Elokecha. Three times a year, every man is obligated to travel up to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chag HaMatzos, v'chag HaShavuos, v'chag HaSukkos. And the Pasuk says, V'lo Yirah as Pnei Hashem Rekam. You could not come empty-handed. This is the mitzvah of Oyle Regal. On these three Yomim Toivim, every man was required to bring along karbanos and sacrifice it on the Mizbeach on the first day of Yontif. And if someone did not bring his karban on the first day, there was Teshlum and Kol Shiva. He was able to bring it the following 7 days. Question is, why does it say Yirah Kol Zuchurchas Pnei Hashem Elokecha? The Pasuk could have said, Yirah Kol Zuchurchas Es Hashem Elokecha. Why is Pnei Hashem Elokecha? So I'd like to share with you a fascinating idea from the Be'er Ma'am Chaim. In Parshas Kisisa, after the Yidden sinned with the golden calf, with the eagle, and Hashem threatened to annihilate Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem to save the Jewish people. And the Pasuk says, Vechal Moshe's Pnei Hashem. As the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, the word Pnei is superfluous. It could have said, Vechal Moshe's Hashem. Why is Pnei Hashem? So he says, Moshe Lamelech. There was a king that issued a very harsh decree. And because it was so difficult for the people of his country to withstand the decree, the king knew they will inevitably lobby their senators and their governors to plead with the king to rescind his decree. And because of all of the pressure, including from his own chief of staff and his own advisors, he will have no choice and walk back his decree. But he had a strong desire to carry out his decree. So he told his inner circle, for the next 6 months, I'm cutting off access to the outside world. Don't schedule any appointments. I will not accept anyone into my palace. I will not be making any public appearances. No media, no cabinet members, no advisors, no press, nobody. The king went into hiding. He hid in Biden's basement. And in the meantime, he sent his henchmen to enforce his decree. He rationalized that after a few months, the people will get used to the harsh decree and will become the new normal. Likewise says the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, sometimes the Ribbono Shel'Olam issues a difficult gezeirah on the Jewish people. And Hashem knows when that happens, Klal Yisrael takes out their Tehillim and they start the daven. They make a Yom Tefillah, and people take on additional Kabbalahs, and they do more Chesed, and they perform all types of Zgulas to nullify the decree. And because Tefillah is so effective, it's so powerful, Hashem will have no choice and annul His decree. But for reasons that we don't understand, sometimes Hashem wants to make sure that this time His Gezeira is carried out. So what happens? V'noichi haster aster pana b'yoymahu. The Ribbono Shel'Olam kibyochel goes into a deep hiding. He closes all the gates of prayer. He doesn't let anyone into his inner chambers. V'noichi haster aster panai. He hides his face. He cuts off all access. He doesn't let any tefillos penetrate the heavens until his decree, his rechman and islam, fulfilled. After the Chet HaEgel, it was a time of Hester. It was a time of deep concealment. So the Pasuk says that Moshe pleaded with Hashem. V'chal Moshe's Pnei Hashem Elokav. He begged Hashem not to conceal his face. He begged Hashem not to go into hiding and carry out his harsh decree against the Jewish people. And ultimately, he was successful in rescuing Klal Yisrael from oblivion. And perhaps with this incredible idea, we can now understand the significance of the next few days. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say there are three times a year when the Ribbono Shel'Olam cannot go into hiding. The week of Sukkot, the week of Pesach, and the day of Shavuos, and the week after Shavuos. As the Gemara says, Tashlum and Kol Shiva. This week, the week after Shavuos, is still an extension of Shavuos. And now we understand why the Pasuk says that three times a year, Yirah Kol Zuchurcha as Pnei Hashem Elokecha. Hashem's face is visible. Because these 3 weeks, including this week, Hashem does not go into hiding. So we can ask for anything that we need. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, Yirah Kol Zuchurcha, Kederech Shebal Lirois, Kach Bal Lirois. In the same manner that you arrived to the Beis HaMikdash with two eyes to see Kaviyachal the Ribbono Shel'Olam, similarly, the Ribbono Shel'Olam is there to see you b'shtei einav. This week, Hashem is looking at us, Kaviyachal, with both of His eyes. Hashem is visible to all of us. He's available. He does not go into hiding during these days. These next few days are an auspicious time to ask for anything that we need. Hashem is receptive to our tefillos. He's waiting to fulfill all of our requests. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.